With his look at the activities out at Flemington, we've got Wade on the second at Warrnambool, 6, 5, 7, and 4, the numbers correct, Wade at Warrnambool. Opening race at Taree goes in around 8 minutes from now. It's only a very small field of a handful to run. Latitude is your favourite, number 2 at $2 fixed. It's $2.60 tote. Tilbury Lodge is $4.20 fixed, $4.70 tote. Lady Montoya $4.80 fixed, $5.80 on the tote. Top three in the betting, but Latitude holds the call. $2 fixed, $2.60 on the Power Mutual. Let's see what happened now with the track work over at Caulfield with Rob Nicholson. How are you, Rob?
Very well, JT. Good to be with you.
Good to hear. Now let's bounce the ball with Nick Price's barn. What did you see?
Yeah, he's got Secret Agenda and Padrino heading across the border to South Australia on the weekend to contest the Group 1 UBet Classic, otherwise known as the Sangster Stakes. And Secret Agenda looks in great condition ahead of her assignment. She was in the front with a little bit to go in the Irwin Stakes last start at Group 3 level, but just had an unusual bit of a think about it, and the addition of Winkers this weekend will hopefully keep her mind on the job. She went 1,000 metres in evens this morning on the steeple and came home her last 400 in a fairly controlled 25.45 and looks in good order. Padrina worked in company this morning with She So High, who's going to contest the Euclid Stakes at Group 2 level. They worked on the steeple grass over 1,000 metres in a minute 6.71, and their last 400 was also in a relatively comfortable 25.41, and they finished pretty much together. Padrina obviously first up from a spell and has shown plenty of ability, and She So High is a highly rated a horse who did win quite convincingly at Flemington a couple of starts back, and I think she'll run very well. Mick's other runner in South Australia is Miss Admiration, who's come through her third placing in the Australian Oaks at Randwick in great order. She'll contest the Schweppes Oaks over the 2,000 on Saturday, and she finalised her preparation over a mile in evens and came home her last 400 in probably the most comfortable of all of his gallopers this morning in 26.87 on the steeple. And look, she's looking in terrific order, and I think if she can run up to the way she did in Sydney, she'll be very hard to beat once again for Mick Price on the weekend.
All right, moving to Kieran Ma. He's got a couple heading across to Adelaide in the shape of Aloysia and Pretty to See.
Yes, Aloysia has come through her run in the Oaks in pretty good order. Dropping back in distance will probably help back to the 2,000. And Pretty to See is certainly a filly on the way up. She's going across in company with Aloysia. They both worked over 1,000 metres this morning. Aloysia ran a minute 7.75 for her 1,000 metres and came home the last 400 in a pretty solid 23.98, while Pretty to See worked well on the steeple, and she ran 1,000 in a minute 7.5 and came home in a fairly stylish 24.03. So not much between them in their track work this morning, John. And of the two, I'd probably put Aloysia as the proven 2,000-metre horse, but Pretty to See going quite nicely. Lightning in My Veins is aiming for a hat-trick of wins over at Morphettville, and he'll contest the Carbine Club handicap over the mile. He worked really solidly over 800 in 52.09 this morning, and his last 400 in a pretty good time of 24.1. He'll go well over there again and hopefully make it three in a row. Nantali and Lady Esprit are probably Kieran's picks at Flemington. Nantali will contest the three-year-old handicap over the 1,400 and worked nicely over 800 in 51, and her last 400 in 23.55. was probably one of his workers of the morning, while Lady Esprit will contest the 1,000-metre sprint, and she worked on the steeple grass in 51.15, just under 51.25, and her last 400 in 24.07. So she looks in pretty good order as well, and hopefully can run well in the sprint.
Now, Johnny Sadler's Nature Strip, who was a beaten favourite last start, but plenty of excuses. He'll be off to South Australia for the Euclays. How is the horse progressing?
It looks in great order, John. I think he's benefited enormously from that run, and he'll contest the Group 2 Euclays Stakes. Went over 800 metres this morning in probably the quickest time of the morning in 50 seconds and ran home the last 400 on the steeple in a very sharp 23.85. I think he'll be very hard to beat in the Euclays if he gets bit of favourable riding, and he should be very hard to beat. And he's, John's also got observational heading across to Adelaide to contest the Beresford Wines Handicap over the 2,000. Worked a minute 45.25 yesterday morning and came home the last 600 in 37. So John's pretty optimistic about observational and pretty bullish about Nature Strip.
Mm. What did Andrew Noblett's team do?
Super Cash has been named for the UBEC Classic for quite a while since winning the Rubiton Stakes and trialled really nicely recently and went a minute 10 for the 1,000 and cruised home in 25 on the steeple. Looks in great order, and he's also got another first starter having a run, Moore Gate, that worked very well over 800 in 51, home in 24 this morning. So might be a nice little each way chance. And Johnny Malone, he's got undefeated filly, Graceful Storm set to resume, and certainly a very talented filly. She'll go in the 2-year-old plate, and she worked 636.5 this morning, and he's sending Flying Jess across to Adelaide for the Queen of the South Stakes, Johnny.
And what about Colin Little's team?
Casio was the only one going to go around this morning and went over 1,000 metres in a minute 9.5 and came home the last 600 in 38. It'll contest the handicap over the benchmark 78 handicap over the mile, and looked in pretty good order working this morning, and hopefully can run a bold race on the weekend, John.
All right. What out of what you've seen are the best to follow?
Hard to split Super Cash and Secret Agenda in the UBET Classic, I think, if you have them both each way. Miss Admiration looks a good chance in the Oaks. Nature Strip in the UCLA's, I think, at Flemington, Graceful Storm, Nantali, Lady Esprit and Casio would be your best.
Well played, Nico. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, John.